Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, researchers have discovered the most dangerous sexual position for men. Yeah, and they use the word danger. So we will talk about that and make sure you men are safe. Also, putting women in danger, they say the birth control pill or an IUD may increase the risk of brain cancer. That's just all we need right now. I mean, I thought an IUD is an intrauterine device, so it's supposed to go inside the uterus. But apparently it could be causing brain cancer, which is not good because you all know that I have an IUD, and those are pretty expensive, so I may have to sell mine on eBay. Then, you know, some of you have epilepsy, and there's a certain sleep position that could unfortunately link you to having increased sudden death. So we want to make sure if you have epilepsy, you're sleeping in the right position. We're going to talk about that. And then some of us have kitty cats. And our little kitty cats like to sit there and clean themselves. And still, I'm a little confused as to whether my cats are male or female. I mean, I kind of know because the vet told us. But, you know, after they're spayed and neutered, they don't really seem to act a certain way. You know, the boy cat acts like a girl. The girl cats act like a boy. Well, there's a Canadian cat named Mittens, and he is going to undergo gender reassignment surgery. Why would the owner put the cat through gender reassignment surgery? Because apparently he has both male and female genitalia. She's a hermaphrodite. All right, we'll talk about how much that costs and why we need to do that for our kitty cats. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so sex with a woman on top. So the cowgirl or even the reverse cowgirl or the crisscross applesauce, the bucking bronco position. I don't know what other positions when the female's on top. That's apparently the most dangerous position for men. Oh, Bucky Bronco, the rodeo, I don't know what else. What's it called when you ride the bull? No, that's not a bronco. A bronco's a horse. You know, when you ride the bull ride, like, you know, when you ride the bull, that kind of thing. I don't know. Listen, I don't know what all the new young kids out there are calling these positions. Okay, I just call them exhausting. Okay, it's easier for me to just lie down on my back. Anyway, and that's good because I'm not putting my husband into mortal danger. They say scientists have learned that the woman on top or cowgirl position is the most dangerous for a man to engage in during sexual intercourse. All right? They say doggy style, okay, also could link you to injuries, but the safest position is the missionary for the man and the woman, okay? Now, why? What is so dangerous? Well, according to a study published in Advances in Urology, researchers hypothesized that a man is prohibited from quickly stopping painful movements and hence could sustain a penile fracture if the woman's weight is completely on top his erect penis, you see? So if the man, however, is in control, if he starts to feel pain or hurt, he could disengage. Of the 44 suspected penile fractures that were studied in 3 hospitals in Campinas, Brazil, over the course of 13 years, 42 cases were confirmed and found that the initial cause was sexual position. 28 of the men were having heterosexual intercourse during the time of the injury. 6 were engaging in penile manipulation. That is that like a different act? I don't know what that's like, a code word for something. I mean, aren't you manipulated? I mean, even when my husband and I are not having sex, I'm manipulating him as we speak, and I'm sure the penis is listening. Anyway, 4 were participating in homosexual intercourse, and it was deemed to be unclear how the final 4 men sustained their injuries. So, all right, what is a penile fracture? Well, a penile fracture, remember, okay, you may hear a crack, but there's no bone in it, okay? All right, and I know people use the term bone, penis, a lot. There's no bone, all right? Penis gets engorged with blood, okay? If you have trauma and you hear like a snap, crackle, pop, whatever, it could be a rupture of the lining. You have like 2 cylinders of the penis called the corpus cavernosum. These are responsible for feeding the blood into the penis to keep it erect. If you lose that lining, ligament stability, etc., you could unfortunately then have extreme pain, bleeding, swelling, and you know, the you could even hurt your urethra, which is the tube that allows your urine to exit your body, etc. So a penile fracture requires immediate urgent retention, or I'm sorry, attention. Yeah, because we don't want retained urine, retained semen, et cetera, or retained blood. And a lot of times you need to go in for surgery. Okay, it's some serious stuff. I think one of the shows, New Girl, all right, the gentleman sustained a penile fracture, okay, and he said he didn't even want to think about sex because it would hurt. It's very, very painful. And sometimes you could have deformity of the shape, depending on how it heals, erectile dysfunction, et cetera. So, you know, I know, you know, the phrase, if you don't use it, you lose it, is a very, very common popular phrase. Just use it very delicately. Okay. I have never understood why people think it's like an elbow, and even an elbow you have to protect. All right. So men, be safe out there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about the Disneyland or Disney Parks linked measles outbreak that has now grown to 70 cases. Are our measles vaccines or shots even working? 1-877-DOCADALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, this has been kind of interesting. You know, you hear that there's a measles outbreak. And remember in California, there was a pertussis outbreak. And you're sitting there going, wait a second. Okay, how could there be an outbreak if everybody's vaccinated? I mean, remember, we couldn't even show up to kindergarten. They wouldn't even let us go to assembly without proving our shot records. Remember my mom? And in fact, many of us have the scar still on our arm to show that we got vaccinated, either from the swine flu or from the MMR or from all the other stuff, polio, etc. So, I mean, we had to very, very judiciously get our vaccines, show that we were vaccinated, etc. But all of a sudden you hear, now we got a measles outbreak a couple years ago, a pertussis outbreak, whooping cough. You're like, what the hell is going on here? So when I heard about the pertussis outbreak, I'm like, maybe it's not the pertussis that we think, or it's a different pertussis. Maybe it's a mutated form that the vaccine that was supposed to give us lifelong immunity can't because it's mutated. Well, I'm wondering if that could be what's happening with this measles outbreak. They say 70 people have been now infected with measles. And it led California public health officials to urge those who haven't been vaccinated against the disease to avoid Disney parks where the spread originated. So, like, for example, Disney said, look, if your kid hasn't been vaccinated, he may not want to come to Disneyland. Now, I'm still a little confused by that because, you know, they clean very judiciously. These, you know, Disneyland is very well known for keeping things clean. Anytime there's a little piece of garbage, there's a cast member that picks it up right away. They're called cast members. They're not called employees. The, you know, they wipe down the, you know, those railings. I know there's long lines, and that's where it's probably being spread, breathing on each other as you're standing in long lines, etc. But you would think that the people who had the measles left, and then the new people don't have measles, so where else are they picking it up from? Unless, in fact, because usually when you go to Disneyland, you can only afford to be there a day or two. I mean, what's the longest hopper pass, a five-day hopper? That's about the longest. Anyway, new infections linked to the theme parks emerged Wednesday in the outbreak that has spread now to five U.S. states and Mexico. 62 have occurred in California. Of course, measles is highly contagious. Most of us get the MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. But if you haven't, state epidemiologist Gil Chavez says you may want to avoid visiting Disney or any other areas where you have a high concentration of travelers. Some think that maybe it was an international traveler that came that had maybe some mutated form, and that's what caused people to pick it up. Now, some could say, well, you know, it was just those people infected that weren't vaccinated. Not always. You know, we usually don't start vaccinating you until you're at least a year for the MMR. Now, some of the people infected have been about 7 months old, but there have been people infected all the way up to 70 years old. All right? They say the vast majority of the people were not vaccinated. A quarter had to be hospitalized. Five Disney employees also got sick. Three have returned to work. Some the company said that park employees who may have been in contact were asked to show vaccination or have a blood test to show immunity against measles. And those with pending results were put on paid leave. Vaccinations are also being offered to all employees. Now, this, you know, okay, so they said, all right, the vast majority were not. What about the ones who were vaccinated? Why did they get this? You know, that's kind of confusing. All right, you were supposed to, you know, you're vaccinated, supposed to give you lifelong immunity. In fact, even when we, some of you will go back to college or try to get a nursing job, etc. You'll have had the shot 30 years ago. You asked me to run your titers to make sure that you're still immune. I run your titers, and they're fine. So, I mean, the shots that we were given as kids were pretty good. But this measles is very, very contagious. And when you have a very contagious viral illness, there's always room for mutation. Now, in the measles, the older generation has seen measles where you would get coughing and sneezing and runny nose, and then you would get this rash. And this rash wouldn't have a feel to it like chicken pox with the vesicles or whatever. It would be a rash that was very blotchy. We call it macular. And that rash would be, and it would just, you know, go all, I mean, you know, chest and face and arms and legs, etc. Health officials say they may never find patient zero. And that's got to be hard. Can you think, I mean, can you imagine? Okay, who was the first person to have the measles? So they would have to, I mean, and look at the thousands of people that go into the park every day. Anyway, people at higher risk are obviously those who are unvaccinated, pregnant women, infants under 6 months old, anybody with weakened immune systems. So, what's going on? I mean, do you need to get revaccinated? Well, what I would recommend, okay, all right. They say among the known cases, five people had received two or more measles vaccinations. One person had received at least one dose of the vaccine. Now, usually you get a booster. You get the MMR at age one, and then you get a booster at age four, and then you should be done. Many of you know with the pertussis now, we're giving you an extra shot in middle school or high school just to make sure you're doubly protected. They said two of the five Disneyland employees had been vaccinated. And many of the adults who were vaccinated for measles, they say, may be susceptible to the virus. Maybe 1 in 10, okay, may be susceptible. So now they're suggesting that maybe we need to get a booster. Here's the thing. If you want, it's very, very easy for your doctor to run a blood test to see if your titers are up. All right? And it looks for the antibodies. What do we mean by titers and antibodies? Well, whenever you get a vaccine, the reason why you get the vaccine is to prime your blood cells to recognize if something bad is going to come to be able to fight it. So we call it priming your immune system. So we give you, for the measles, it wouldn't be a killed vaccine. It would be like a live attenuated. We give you the measles virus really, 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 really weakened. The measles, mumps, rubella, very weakened forms, which is why we don't really give that to pregnant women. You have to be vaccinated prior to becoming pregnant. But we make sure you have a very, very weakened form. We give you in the form of a vaccine. You build up some antibodies. You're not supposed to get measles from that. And then, boom, you have your antibodies. Your body recognizes, okay, wait a second, this is what measles is. It doesn't know that it's not a truly virulent kind. It just recognizes the shape. So now when a truly virulent kind comes your way, you have the antibodies going, ah, I recognize this sucker, and I'm going to fight it before it can even replicate and do what it needs to do. All right? So those antibodies will constantly be made, okay? Once your cell, your white blood cell that is responsible for making the IgG antibody or making the antibodies, it will propagate, and they will propagate forever. That's why you could do a blood test to see if you've had chicken pox or whatever, because those antibodies will always circulate. And that's how that kind of works. My only concern is you running to get a test to see if you're vaccinated or if you have, titers, this may be a newer type of measles, right? And so maybe we need to update the vaccine. Maybe we need to take a look at this other strain. And, of course, this just happened, so it could be a while. I'm a huge fan of Disney. I am not a huge fan of the lines and the prices and the kids complaining when they have to go. Boy, the day goes by fast. You know, we decided to hit the park at about 10 o'clock at night, right? From 10 to midnight, maybe three rides. And that was good. To be able to hit three rides in 2 hours, I'm like, guys, it's closed. What are all these three-year-olds doing running around? Federal health officials recommend a single dose of measles vaccine. And they say it cuts the incidence of measles to between 22,000 and 75,000 cases per year. This was back in, I think, the 1960s. So 500,000 people were reported to have measles each year. And then 500 people would unfortunately die annually. Plus, there's long-term sequelae of measles like sterilization, et cetera, infertility. 48,000 people per year were hospitalized. By 1989, federal health officials decided, you know what, let's do the two doses. So even though I got one shot as a kid, I didn't get the two like many of the current kids do. And so there was a resurgence of the virus. About 123 people had died in 1989. In 1993, we're coming up on break. But anyway, one dose may not be enough, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we were being told that we need to change our login details or our password again. All right, apparently, somebody has analyzed the passwords that many of us have used and have found that we are so at risk for hacking. Every year, right, we get told that our passwords aren't good enough, all right? So, like, for example, password is a very common password, et cetera. 123456, that's probably bad. The company is called Splash Data. They say the remaining top five passwords are still 12345, 12345678, or QWERTY, QUERTY, which are the top letters of your keyboard. And the company is based out of Los Gatos, California. It analyzed files containing millions of stolen passwords posted online during the previous year. And they said us picking lazy number and letter combinations that could be entered with the swipe of a thumb. He noticed easily guessable passwords like let me in, football, Batman. Those are also figured out by hackers. So I never even thought of let me in until I read this last year. Okay, so the worst passwords of 2014, and if any of you guys have these, they recommend that you change them, would be, of course, a 123456 password, 123456, 123578, QWERTY, 123456789, 01234. 1234 was one of my very first passwords for my ATM card because I am like, there is no way I'm going to remember my password. Baseball is another very common one. Dragon, football. Oh, and then what came in number 11? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Monkey is another very common password. Let me in. ABC, 1, 2, 3. ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. Another very easy password that came in number 15 was 111111. That's another one I had. I had like all ones, you know. Mustang. I wouldn't have thought of Mustang. Access, Shadow, Master, Michael, Superman, 696969. Come on, man. Pervs. 123123. Batman, and then Trust No One. Trust N-O, and then one. That's a good one. I think that's a good one. All right. They said, as you can see, there were new additions. Also, the top 100 are swear words. Oh, those. I have never done a swear word for a password, but that would have really been up my alley. And phrases, hobbies, famous athletes, car brands, film names. Yeah, the Dr. Dahlia Show would probably be a very good password because nobody really knows about it, right? The firm has advised anyone using any of these top 25 words to change the password to something more secure immediately because common passwords are easiest for cyber criminals to guess. Basic combinations make users vulnerable to having accounts such as email, online banking, etc. All right, here's the thing. All right, my problem is I can't remember all these passwords. So what happens is I get locked out of the account, right? Because I'm like, damn, really? It wasn't Sexy Doc 1? What about 1 Sexy Doc? And it's like, no. You know, and then it comes back on, you aren't even sexy. Why is that your password? I'm like, hey. So it locks me out, and then you have to redo the password. It says you can't use anything, you know, that you've used in the last 5 passwords. So then you do that. And then it's like some weird password because you're like, look, I don't have the time. I need to get into my email now. So you do sexy radio doc wearing size double D bra, something like that. Okay, so you make that whole thing your password, and then the next day you forget. And then you're like, well, then I just better write my passwords down. And that's my mistake. I have my passwords written down. I mean, because I forget them. And so this is just one big cluster. They said, make sure you avoid favorite sports. Birthdays and years of birth, still not a smart thing to do. I was born in 1990. So, if anybody knows that that's my real birthday or a lie, they're going to use that. Michael, Jennifer, Brad Pitt, don't be doing that. They say use 8 mixed type of characters. Now, be careful, because some of you are like, okay, well, then good. What I'll do is I'll do exclamation point. You'll just go through. Don't worry. Those are going to probably be on the top list next time. They say passphrases, short words with spaces or characters. Those may be easier. One of you guys told me, one of my listeners told me they do the same thing. Like they will do a passphrase, like my mother-in-law makes me sick or something like that, or my wife makes me barf, something, even though that's not nice. And remember, don't let the wife find out that that's your password. But that's something that may work because not a lot of people are going to think about that. That's a lot more random. All right, so are we good? Okay, let me see. Do I have to give you any more advice on that? No. All right, yeah. I don't want anybody else taking Sexy Doc Double D. That's going to be mine. With I'll put a money sign in there. That's going to be mine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we have a little baby kitty cat, little kitten named Mitten. And Mitten was a stray cat taken in by a family in Heart's Desire, Newfoundland. And he is going to undergo gender reassignment surgery. Apparently, he was born a hermaphrodite, so he has both male and female genitalia. So what they're going to do, I have no idea if the cat is actually, you know, undergoing any sort of distress. I mean, you look at the cat, and he's happy. So they took the cat into the vet, and the vet was like, whoa, Nilly. All right, there are both Franks and Beans and tacos with this cat. And what? What does that mean? So, it was a male cat. They thought it was male, but there was both genitalia. Now, I don't think the cat had a period or anything like that, but of course that's a big concern. So, they're gonna spay the cat, they're gonna neuter the cat, and then, let me see. They said, let me see, the female cat she wanted was not in the animal's best interest, so they took the male cat. Male cats are tough. I got one male cat and then two girl cats. The male cat pees up the place. The girl cats never do. So, I'm not as much a fan of a male cat, but, you know, we'll take anything because we, you know. Even the hermaphrodite cat, fine by me. My problem is, how are the people surprised? These cats, they sit there and they lick themselves and they, you know, they just lie there. You all have seen my cats. Every one of my cats lies there on their back with their legs spread. I don't know if they're mimicking somebody else in the family, I don't know, but I think the way they lie there is completely inappropriate. And you would think somebody would notice. I was trying to find a picture so I could post it of the hermaphrodite cat, and unfortunately I can't. But the cat's just sitting there looking all happy. So the cat's going to be getting my cat weighed in, Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo is in charge of any animal-related stories, and he said, let the cat keep his blank. So that's what Shaky Boo weighed in on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sleep position has been linked to death risk with those with epilepsy, and this is extremely, extremely scary. All right? And if you sleep on your stomach, it is the worst, has the worst risk of sudden death. Now, apparently, it's a rare occurrence. They say the study does not establish a direct cause and effect, but the autopsy shows no other when an unexpected death happens in somebody with epilepsy. All right? And they find no other toxicological or toxicological cause, meaning a medication or chemical cause or a structural cause. Then they think maybe what happened is if somebody died in their sleep, it was because they died on their stomach. They say people with epilepsy should not sleep in a prone or chested down position. Supine would be a little better, or on your side. Now, what is epilepsy? Well, you got these electrical activity disruptions, and it causes seizures. Either, we need to talk about seizures. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Alex calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good. Too.
Good. What's going on?
Hello. So, yeah, I just want to ask you something. Went to a physical exam and then had my PSA taken.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at 3.1 or something like that, and I'm 44, and I was told to go see a urologist to get to be seen, And I did yesterday, and he said to that I need to do a biopsy.
Okay, for go ahead.
My question is, before jumping into the conclusion of doing a biopsy, I'm not sure why he didn't ask me to do another PSA test just to see if I don't need to do it.
Well, yeah, that is interesting. You know, that is interesting. You know, figuring out whether, okay, so whenever a PSA, normal PSA is between 0 and 4. So if a PSA is 3.1 and you're only in your 40s, young 40s, right? How old are you again?
44.
44. Okay.
44 turning 45 next month.
Yeah, so the 3.1, it is a little odd. Okay, so I'm glad you're seeing the urologist. That's good. What they could do is, number one, is they could try, like, an antibiotic. Maybe your prostate's a little inflamed. So they could try an antibiotic, and then they could see if you can, if it goes down. So maybe they'll recheck it in 3 months or recheck it in 6 months. The only thing I'm a little concerned about is maybe the, it's just 3.1 is so close to the edge that, and with your age group, he's thinking that's a little odd. I know some people talk about this PCA3 test that's out there. I don't know much about it. It's supposed to be like a genetic test that is supposed to kind of, you know, be able, it's like a urine test and they could, you know, and it's something that they will maybe do to decide if you need a biopsy or not. Depending on what the urologist wants to do, I've seen other doctors stall, you know, and maybe take another 3 months or 6 months. But if that number rises in 3 or 6 months, I would be a little nervous and a little suspicious of why your number's there. Most men in their 40s, their PSA is under 1. So when the PSA is 3.1, that's just a little odd. So, but you're right. A lot of doctors, what they'll do is they will, thank you again, Alex, for calling. What a lot of doctors will do is they'll test it, see if it goes up in 6 months or goes up in a year, et cetera. But we'll see that with people like at lower risk. You know, there's aggressive prostate cancer and then there's the not so aggressive prostate cancer. So if you're in your 60, 65 or whatever, what we would see happen would be like, well, you know, let's watch it. Your PSA is 4. You know, we're not going to make you go through all that. Let's just watch it, see if it goes up to 4.5 or 5 or if it goes back down. But when you're younger and the number looks like it's rising, they're going to probably want to be more effective. Great question. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so really quickly, we were talking about seizures, and how it could be very, very deadly if you have epilepsy, a seizure disorder, and you only sleep on your, let's say, stomach or prone. And they think even that could be the cause of SIDS with these little kids sleeping on their stomach, et cetera. It could be cutting off their air supply or causing you to have less oxygen. So what exactly is a seizure? Well, there's tons of different types, but a seizure is where you have a incongruity with the electrical charges and the way your brain handles them. So, for example, partial seizures, okay? Partial seizures is where you kind of get repetitive seizures, but they only happen on one part of the brain. So one part of the brain is affected then by the seizure, all right? Whereas a generalized is where you're having the electrical disconnect happening on both sides of the brain. The generalized are usually bigger. We'll see grand mal, tonic-clonic seizures, all right, arms sometimes flailing, et cetera. Petite mal seizures, these are the absence seizures or the, it looks like absent seizures, but these are seizures where you may not even know you have them. The kid may be just staring off into space. I remember this commercial in the 80s. Where a little girl was just sitting there and the teacher was yelling at the little girl, hello, hello, hello. And then all of a sudden you see her wake up and they go, look, parents, you know, this could be a seizure. And I remember my mom looking at us, you know, going, are you guys paying attention? Huh? Yeah. You know, are you guys having a seizure? No, no, we're okay. Sometimes you can have partial or generalized at the same time. Seizures could last anywhere from a few seconds to even minutes. I was on a plane and somebody was having a seizure. So they asked if there was a doctor in the house. course, it was me. So I run over there, and I get everybody out of the way, and I make sure that his airway was maintained. There's really not a lot you can do when they're having a seizure, except you want to make sure that they don't hurt themselves, and they don't, bite their tongue, and they don't then start to bleed into their lungs or have other issues where they don't breathe. So I sat there with him until it all finished, and you know, he was fine. And, you know, he was all embarrassed and sweaty and all that. And no, that's okay, it's okay. No, he didn't hit on me and I didn't hit on him. And, you know, it was okay. You know, we didn't have to land the plane or anything. He had a seizure. Apparently he had a history of seizure disorder. Took a look at his medications. Made sure it wasn't like a hypoglycemic issue where he wasn't, getting enough sugar, et cetera. You don't want to feed anybody who has a seizure. Okay. You know, but, I wanted to make sure he wasn't diabetic, et cetera. I mean, somebody with epilepsy could obviously eventually eat, but don't start shoving food down a seizing person, of course. But sometimes, you know, people ask me, well, how do I know if I'm going to have a seizure? I mean, you know, I know what to look for with somebody else. Well, sometimes you just start to feel dizzy, or you could feel sick to your stomach or nausea. Sometimes your vision could change. Sometimes you could have fear, anxiety, etc. And then, unfortunately, when you witness somebody having a seizure, they could be drooling, they could be having these muscle spasms, blacking out, clenching teeth, their eye movements are rapid, they could be making weird noises, grunting noises, etc. I was in class one day and somebody had a seizure and he hit me and he scratched me. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I was about to take off my sock and throw it in his mouth. Because, which again is a very bad idea because you don't want them to aspirate or lose air supply. But this was before I was in medical school, before I was in college. And I'm like, oh gosh, I got a boo-boo. He stopped seizing and then everybody just said, okay, leave him alone. Don't embarrass him. And I'm like, you know, dude, you know, I hope you didn't give me hepatitis. Huh? Why? We slept together? No, you just scratched me. Look at that. I'm bleeding. What the hell's wrong with you, dude? Anyway, he had a seizure. So, I didn't know. You know, I just knew something was up. Now, so what could cause seizures? Well, you know, you had a brain injury. If you have a brain injury, then the electrical conduction could be messed up. And then, unfortunately, that could put you into seizures. If you have an infection of the brain, if you have a tumor in the brain, that could be an issue, okay? Let's say you drink alcohol every day and you've been drinking it for years, and then all of a sudden you stop. And you go through a withdrawal, you could unfortunately seize. Very, very dangerous. Same thing with medication, like your benzodiazepines. You stop taking your benzodiazepines right away, like your Xanax or Valium, you could unfortunately seize. We also worry about fever causing a seizure. You know, you'll hear of these kids having a febrile seizure. And it's not so much them having a high fever all of a sudden, it's the rapid movement of the fever. So like, let's say, gosh, you know, she's been 101 degrees all day. You usually won't see them go into a seizure unless, of course, they're having a brain infection, meningitis, et cetera, something like that. But if all of a sudden they like 99 and then they jump up to 103, that could do it. One of our friend's kids jumped in the pool, was swimming around, started to get a little hypothermic, had a seizure with that. They didn't really call it a febrile seizure, but it was a seizure due to temperature drop. So, you know, we'll scan you, EEG you, et cetera. Definitely nothing to mess with. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellen.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.